everybody. The time is 3:04 in the p.m. You are listening to 91.7 FM, KOOP Hornsby, Austin, or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, the fastest 45 minutes in radio. I'm David Hotta.
And I'm Mac Blake, and this is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and participate in today's show, the phone number is 472-COOP, 472-5667. Is that correct?
That is perfect.
Man.
You got it right.
That's hard every time.
Yeah.
I can't remember that for the life of me.
No, I wish there was some sort of mnemonic device to remember it.
Yeah, like if the letter spelled something?
Yeah, but it's just like so many numbers. It's like 4, 7, 9, 8.
I can't make heads or tails of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
How's it going, David?
It's going great.
All right.
How about you?
I'm doing okay. Started off the show with Kanye West. Can't Tell Me Nothing off of Graduation. I like that track. You're probably not going to hear a lot of Kanye West on the show.
No, I was surprised we even heard that.
And it's not because he's popular.
Uh-huh.
You know, just because if something's good and people like it, that doesn't make it bad.
Right, exactly.
Although if those people are annoying, that could make it bad. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
Totally. I just totally eat my own point. But because I think Kanye West is a bit of a snob.
I think he's a bit of a blowhard.
And this show is pro slobs.
That's right.
And you know what? Maybe he's in between. Maybe he's smack in the middle. He's like one notch above, I think, though.
No, he's definitely a snob.
I mean, because he's saying, like, I didn't go to heel man. Maybe because his grades weren't good enough.
Yeah.
He certainly had the cash. He went to art school.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, art school.
That's plenty good.
I don't think Cliff would let Theo go to art school.
No.
You think if Rudy came home and she's like, I want to go to Savannah College of Art and Design. Bill Cosby would have blew a gasket. Or Cliff Huxtable, excuse me.
Yes. Maybe Bill Cosby would have, too.
Yeah.
He would have broken the fourth wall and gotten out of character. Like, I can't believe Rudy wants to do this.
Who wrote this in here? You are fired, writer or something. What was the actress who played Rudy? What was her name?
Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Did she ever have a music career?
No, she actually had a music video career.
Oh, really?
She was in a couple videos when she got older. And that's about it.
Wait. In what role? In what capacity?
Video vixen.
Really?
Yes. Not unlike your Tawny Catanes. Not unlike your Bobby Browns, the lady, not the singer.
Huh. Was she backing it up in any of these videos?
No, but she was getting it done.
Wow. Who knew? Well, I mean, if that's what she wants to do, good for her, I guess.
I gotta tell you, I didn't even have an inkling. Sometimes you can be like, you know what? They're gonna grow up all right. I did not know that one.
I'm not placing those kinds of bets, you know? I'm not sitting around at a park being like, what do you think?
It's like
you're creepy. You're off the show.
Aw.
That's right.
Fine. More time for my hobbies.
What are your hobbies?
I'll see you at the mall.
Oh, no. Oh. Was that funny or was that not funny?
I think it creeped a lot of people out.
You know what, though? I like the message of that song.
Which is?
Can't tell me nothing.
I you know what? I agree with I need to get my paper right also.
Mm-hmm.
Need to get my finances in order.
That's right. Just wait until that happens.
It's sound Kanye advice. Thank you, Kanye.
Thanks, Kanye.
You rich jerk.
Don't spend your money on necklaces is the other message there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll save money on the scarves I'm not buying.
I also, in my my car, when he says that line, like, he's like, I understand that Jesus died for us. I like rhyming that I'm driving in a Ford Taurus. Because I am. That's what I drive.
Yes, that's very cute. Yeah. Maybe you should do like a remix.
The Ford Taurus remix?
The middle management radio edit.
Middle management. Oh, I wish. I wish these days. I don't have... they took away my employee down at International Tomato.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Well, our division kind of got in some trouble. I don't want to talk about it, though. I give you one guess who caused that trouble, though.
Mr. Gomez.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right enough.
I am so glad to be out of that company.
Yeah. How are things at Austin Hammock and Futon?
Not very good.
Really?
Yes. As you heard, we moved to Sunken Valley because we lost our business license in Austin.
Yeah.
Let's just say some recreational furniture gave people more than they bargained for.
Huh.
Yeah.
I can tell you that we lost an entire shipment of tomatoes to the coyote problem.
You're kidding me. The Sunken Valley coyote problem.
I know. God, it's rampant.
Those coyotes are awful. They're everywhere these days.
Except when you're trying to find them.
Yeah.
They're good at hiding. People don't know that about coyotes. Somebody needs to go into the Wikipedia page for coyotes and put that in there. I think it's a new breed almost. Urban coyote.
Urban coyote. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Dangerous. But yeah, you know, people talking about this show, they say Mascot Wedding Show, it's not about the community. They say your community or your show needs to represent sections of the community. Other shows go out there and they're like, oh, I give voice to this community. We don't give people voices. We let them have their own voices by calling in.
That's right. 472-5667.
How dare you criticize this show?
I'm not going to tell you what to say. You tell me what you want to say.
That's right. Anytime you want to participate in the show, 472-5667. We had a couple participants last week.
Yes.
Appreciate their efforts. Oh, we got a participant right now. Hello, caller.
Hey, I was wondering if it's a horror show, if you guys could pass something from Scatterlight.
Say again, caller? I'm sorry. First of all, what's your name?
Felipe.
Felipe, how's it going?
Good. I haven't listened to the show before. I just heard that it says it's about horns.
About horns?
Is that correct?
No, sir. No.
Horns?
We're broadcasting from Hornsby and Austin.
Okay.
Do you like music with horns in it?
Yes.
What are you doing right now, Felipe?
I'm driving from work to home.
I hear that. Where are you working?
I'm a landscaper.
Man, is that tough work?
I'm sorry?
Is that tough work?
That's a lot of work, yeah.
What do you like to, in the evening when I go home after work, I like to relax with a nice Dr. Pepper. Do you like to, is there a particular beverage you like to relax with?
I like to relax in the pool.
Do you like to drink something when you're in the pool?
Yeah, sometimes Dr. Pepper, yeah.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
I like better than the Coke.
Yeah.
There you go. Take that, Coke.
That's right. Good job, Felipe.
Good job.
Thanks for calling in.
Orale. Hey. Well, if you can, some Scatterlights, that'll be great.
Some Scatterlights? All right, we'll see. Right.
We'll go digging through the archives for some horn music.
We'll give it a try. All right, thanks a lot.
Maybe throw in a little Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
How about just do that?
How about I just make that my ringtone now?
That's how easy it is to participate in the show.
That's right. He didn't even know anything about this show.
That's right.
And Felipe, now he's a regular caller.
That's right. Friend of the show, Felipe.
That's right. You know what his nickname is?
What?
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Felipe Pepper, I like it.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, in case you need some... Can you hear this? Can you hear this in your car? That's me punching my fist. I don't know why I do that during the show.
It's a nervous tick he has on radio.
That's right.
Like, oh, boy. I'm actually... I'm grabbing my collar right now as if I had a very tight necktie.
Something else I like to do on occasion is click my pin, which I'm sure makes for fabulous radio.
Yes.
Just old pin clicking Mac.
That's a Golden Mike eligible Mascot Wedding Show.
Well, hey, the season's almost up.
That's right.
I think the new season starts May 3rd.
Is that right?
So I think we have one more show during the season.
Papa Chuck, is that the May 3rd? Oh, no. Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to be saying that.
Chuck Freeman, another...
There you go.
Another excellent edition of Soul Talk.
Yes.
Part of the new Power Thursday lineup. Soon to be the old Power Thursday lineup.
Aw. Gotta usher in the new season.
Blooms off the rose.
Yes.
Still a mighty fine rose, though. Big and tall and strong, like roses should be. In case you want some incentive to call in, I think we got a topic.
Sounds good.
I went to go see Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay.
This week. And it was all right. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Characters well written. One of the actresses in it, Mila Kunis.
Ah, the tiny little shrew from That 70s Show.
That's right. I remember when I first saw the trailer for it, I was like, oh, that just must be some actress. Because I had written her off.
Yeah.
I was thinking like, oh, That 70s Show, yeah, one and done.
Yeah.
But she did a good job in this movie. She wasn't, you know, finally when her character wasn't like, you're stupid and annoying. On The 70s Show. It's like, all right, well, she got more than like two adjectives.
And if I'm not mistaken, she got hot.
She was really attractive.
What happened?
I think she was hot before that. It just, you know, she wasn't in costume.
No, there was something about her that just didn't pop, didn't crackle.
Maybe That 70s Show, she's like a high school kid. And so you instinctively were like, no thanks.
But I was instinctively like, no thanks.
But now in this movie, she's a lady.
Oh.
So now you want to buy her some champagne and a rose.
That's right.
See if she wants to go to Red Lobster. Get some Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Slip a big red package under her door. She opens it up. Cookie cake.
Oh.
That's right. You know
I thought you meant a package of big red. 12 delicious cans. And as we know, and as Felipe backed us up, Dr. Pepper is a drink of romance.
It is.
Especially if you want to relax, kick it by the pool.
Yeah.
But after watching this movie, I was like, you know what? I'm glad they gave Mila Kunis the second chance.
Yeah. It's good to see her get some work. Good to see her turn into quality performance.
And that is today's topic of the show. Second chances. Who would you like to see, or what would you like to see get a second chance? It could be a thing. You might want to be like, you know what? It's time for me to give Ice-T a second chance.
No, don't do that.
Not the rapper. I'm talking about the drink. it could be something like, it's time for me to give this famous person a second. Or I would like to see this.
It's time for the industry to give this famous person a second chance.
Yeah, something like that.
Or perhaps politics, like my example.
What's your example?
Maybe it's time for us to give Howard Dean a second chance.
Howard Dean a second chance.
So he was running the 2004 election.
Yeah.
He was making good points. He was garnering a little fan base. He was building some momentum.
Grassroots.
That's right. Grassroots. Like we like it here at the Mascot Wedding Show.
Mascot Wedding Show. Very grassroots.
However, he goes on. He has a rally. Gets a little too excited at this rally. Heaven forbid. And we haven't heard from him since. Why not? Because he got excited about running this country. I'd like to see somebody else run this country. But he had enthusiasm. He had a spark. And we shot him down for it.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that. I mean, not that, he got some grief for it, because the noise he made was like, yeah, or whatever.
It was a pretty lousy noise.
But at the same time, like, really? That'll do it?
Yeah.
That'll shovel that last
that'll
pound
undo,
of dirt on your grave?
That'll undo an entire political career. Like, in 88, Gary Hart was caught on a boat having an affair with a woman. And that's understandable. But this guy makes a little old woman shriek, and all of a sudden we won't hear from him anymore? No, I don't like it.
I mean, he is the president of the Democratic National Committee, but is that something that the people vote on? No.
No, it's like Miss Congeniality.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A consolation prize.
This guy needs to maybe give him a second chance, maybe run again.
Yeah.
You know, wait a couple years. I thought the scream was endearing.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. People listen to the show know my personal politics. But I will say this about Howard Dean. I like the enthusiasm. I like that he wanted to rally the troops. What?
You just don't like anything else about him. Because, as we all know, you are a staunch Republican.
That's true, yes.
You are a...
very staunch conservative.
Yes.
Yes. That's right.
Well, that's fine. No, I agree to disagree.
You know what? On those... that same topic, you know who I'd like to see get a second chance?
Who's that?
George W. Bush.
How do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying that, he's our leader. He did a great job.
Oh, here we go again.
He was awesome.
Are you still doing that petition?
I'll get to it. Hold on.
All right.
And, as David just mentioned, my petition to get another two more terms for him.
Oh, is it two terms now?
Yeah,
I thought you just wanted a third term.
No, two more terms.
All right.
Is not going so well. So I'm going to say this. I'd like to see that guy get a second chance. Senator McCain, or as I like to call him, Senator President.
Again with the Senator President.
If you need a vice presidential nominee, let's go the big guy, GWB. Let's make it happen.
No, I don't like this. No, I'm not clapping with you.
David is clapping. That's not me clapping.
I just like applause. There, I clapped with you.
Like, you know, look who Bush gave a second chance to.
Who's that?
Rumsfeld. Knocked that one out of the park.
No, he didn't.
He sort of did.
472-5667. Who would you like to give a second chance to? Who would you like to see get a second chance?
You know who they gave a second chance to? Jason Bateman.
That's right.
And look what he's done with it. Awesome.
Yes. He broke free from the shackles of Teen Wolf 2.
That's right.
And ran with it. And now he is America's sweetheart once again.
What was the name of that show he did with Sandy Duncan?
The Hogan Family.
The Hogan Family, yeah.
Actually, it was Valerie's family for a season.
Uh-huh.
Valerie Harper got killed in a car crash. Came the Hogan Family.
Really?
Well, in the show, she got killed in a car crash.
Oh, wow.
She just didn't want to renew her contract. How does David know so much about TV that sucks?
Yep. 472-5667. Call us up with your second chances you'd like to see, or good second chances.
Yeah.
Because, Bateman, he hasn't exactly been given all the greatest roles in Hollywood, but he's still getting it done.
Yeah. He still brings it every time.
That's right. He does bring it every time.
I've got one for you. I've got one for you. That was weird.
All right.
It's not a person. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Austin needs to give Light Rail a second chance. I don't remember how that went. I didn't follow politics at the time. We got voted down.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Look at the traffic now. Let's do a quick quick geography quiz for you, Mac.
Uh-huh.
All right. 35 in Dean Keaton.
Yes.
To 35 in Altorf.
Yes.
How long would that take you?
Well, what time of day? It doesn't matter. Every time of day, it's 45 minutes.
It was 45 minutes. Yesterday, it took me 45 minutes to go 2.4 miles or something.
Hey, Carl, you're on the air.
Hey, I think I got a second chance person.
What's your name, caller?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, what part of town are you calling from?
What was that?
What part of town are you calling from?
From South Austin.
South Austin, bringing it. All right, what's your second chance?
I think Zach Galifianakis needs a second chance.
Oh. Well, let's be clear here. Let's be on the same page. What was his first chance?
He had a very short run. VH1 called Late World with Zach.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. Yes.
And about two people watched it, and one of them was me.
Oh, you were the other one. Hi, yes, how are you? Yes. Hey, Tyler.
You probably know each other from message boards.
Exactly. And yeah, he's funnier than probably like anyone out there, and he doesn't get anything. No credit.
Well, yeah, no, nobody recognizes his bravura. How do you pronounce that word? Bravura?
Bravura? I don't know.
Sure. His performance in Out Cold. Bringing back the ski movie genre.
Yeah, we can forget about Out Cold.
Oh, fine.
So what format would you like to see Zach Galifianakis get a second chance with?
He needs at least a TV show, if not more movie roles.
You hear that, Hollywood? Tyler has demanded it! Thank you for calling in, Tyler.
No problem.
Bye!
Bye! It's just that easy. And actually, he's right. Zach Galifianakis, underrated.
You know what I'd like to see get a second chance?
What's that?
You know that I've belabored the point that we don't really have any action heroes anymore.
That's true.
Like the Schwarzenegger, the Stallone, the Willis, the second tier, of course, your Seagal, your Van Damme.
The Russell.
Yeah. Has given way to what? We just have a second tier now.
Yeah.
I mean, or we got a lot of people that dabble, but then they just dabble right back out.
Yeah, and we've got this sort of like action hero that's like... they're not imposing. Like,
yeah.
maybe Matt Damon, Jason Bourne, really? Is he an action hero?
He's not an action hero. See? Doesn't count. I think it's time for America. And specifically, I'm looking at you, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yay!
Let's give this guy a second chance in an action hero role. And I'm not talking like, he's an action hero. She's a little girl together there. You know, no.
Yeah.
No kids. No kids in the movie.
No, I want to see him fight an entire jungle of stuff.
Yeah. And he doesn't need to...
oh, wait, that was the rundown. Never mind. I want to see him fight an entire city of stuff.
And he doesn't need... I mean, yeah, give him a wacky sidekick by all means. Little wisecracking guy. He doesn't need to be fighting on a wire. He doesn't need to fly in the air. He doesn't need to fight a CGI monster. He just needs to get a gun and make a difference.
Get a gun and get it done.
That's right.
That's the motto for 08 for our action heroes. Why are we yelling so much today?
America, let's give action heroes a second chance. 472-5667. A genre of action movie I'd like to see get a second chance. The fighting tournament, the secret fighting tournament genre.
You know, I was thinking the exact same thing the other day.
That's sad.
Because they have that movie. I forget what it's called. It was in and out of theaters.
Yeah.
But it was with Jaimin Hinesu. He was like the sort of head of the dojo or whatever.
Oh,
it was like an underground sort of ultimate fighting.
But it was that mixed with like high school drama
or
something.
It was. No, I just want, I'll see you at the tournament, Benavent Stanciano, I'll be there. And then they fight in a tournament, perhaps in some sort of shape. And
that's
then a winner is crowned.
Never back down, something like that?
Yes,
always,
that's what it was.
Always stand up,
Always flush.
Wedding Crunchers,
yes.
I think is the name of the movie. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think they should give Ben Stein another chance, actually.
Hey, what's your name, caller?
Oh, my name's Charlie.
Charlie, what part of town are you calling from?
I'm sorry?
What part of town are you calling from?
Oh, North Austin.
North Austin. Ben Stein, that's an interesting one. Why do you think they should give him a second chance?
Because he's such an interesting personality. He's got so much sort of character in every role he does, and looks like he's got a great new movie coming out about how intelligent design is taught in every school. So that's, I could get behind that, too.
Well,
this guy's a great asset to the country.
But you want to see him get
entertainment.
You want to see him get a second chance in like a role of like an actor.
Well, you guys were talking about action movie roles. I don't see
why
that's.
Ooh.
Yeah.
let me paint this for you, Charlie.
Okay.
It's The Rock, right? He's a take no prisoners cop. You know who plays his police chief at the police station? Ben Stein. And he's riding The Rock hard to play by the rules, but he's doing it in that really dry, monotone Ben Stein voice. That's genius right there.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, that could work.
I'll do you one better.
Write it down and sell it.
I'll do you one better.
All right.
A plane is hijacked.
Right, goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. Fine, Mac. Stay here while I tell you this.
You call it us, Charlie.
All right. He's got stuff to do.
That's
fine.
Thank
you for calling, Charlie.
All right. Plane's hijacked.
A plane is hijacked.
Yeah.
Terrorists. But not any sort of, like, there's no political message here. It's just the good old kind of terrorists that we were weaned on.
Euro trash terrorists.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They want, like, money, and they want furs and diamonds and stuff. Who is the head of the terrorists? Ben Stein!
Oh, look at that.
Oh, he's so dry and monotone and calculating and cold.
Is The Rock an air marshal, or is he just a passenger?
He.
That picks up the air marshal's gun.
he's a steward. He is a flight attendant.
Oh, okay.
Who is also a Green Beret. But times are tough these days.
You just made your first million, David.
Yay.
KOP, you're on the air.
He's a frisk specialist.
He's a what?
Frisk specialist.
Oh, frisking specialist?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
A little romance there with the frisking? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, Jamie Lynn Spears. Three words.
Ooh.
Okay.
So I guess this movie will get made in, this movie will get made in like 2 years, maybe? When she's legal?
Legal.
You always give me a heart attack. what's your name, caller?
Jamie Lynn.
Jamie Lynn.
With an IE.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Jamie Lynn.
Cheers.
Okay.
Yeah, cheers.
All right. No, really, there was like a pain in my chest from laughing at that. It's like
he was way too enthusiastic about that.
It's like this guy had his own little fan fiction that he wanted to write.
Yeah, he didn't even wait for us to set it up. He didn't wait for us to ask, who would you like in the role? No, he knew Jamie Lynn Spears right off the bat.
Tell you what, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with some more Mascot Wedding Show right after this. And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. Taking your calls here at 472-5667. That's 472-KOP. Talking about second chances. If there's someone or something you'd like to see get a second chance, I'd like to see Daredevil get a second chance in the movies because I like Daredevil. But yeah, call us up, 472-5667. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, I'd like to get a second chance too.
Oh, yeah? What'd you like to get a second chance of?
I'd like to get a second chance of talking to Reverend Chuck.
Oh, yeah? What's your name, caller?
Oh, you still don't know who this is.
Wait, are you that guy that called in last week?
Yeah, I called in last week.
You called in last
week?
Yeah. You're trying to get me to take a message for Reverend Chuck.
You wouldn't let me talk to him.
This is the second week in a row. You didn't call a show?
No, I wanted to talk to you this week.
Oh, yeah?
Give you the business, that's right.
Why do you want to give me the business? I don't even know your name.
I guess you don't listen to Thunder 102?
Ugh, you asked me this last week. It's a Sunken Valley station.
That's right.
Occasionally.
This is Father Cliff.
It doesn't ring a bell. Sorry.
You ain't never heard of no show called Go, God, Go?
No, I have not.
It's on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and every third Friday from like 3 to 5.
Yeah, 3 to 5 in the p.m.?
No.
3 to 5 in the a.m.?
It's on in the morning.
Yeah, I'm usually not up at that hour.
Why not?
Because I'm sleeping.
Oh, fine. You got a job or something?
Well, I work in International Tomatoes, so yes, in Sunken Valley.
So how come, you know what you got to do then? You got to wake up. You got to listen to my show, Go, God, Go.
All right, well, I don't really like people coming on to our radio station promoting other radio stations, so do you have anything else you want to talk about? Because I don't want to talk about that.
I want to talk about Go, God, Go some more.
Well, I'm going to have to let you go. It's going to be Go, Father Cliff, Go.
But I think you'd like my show. It's sort of a new and exciting approach to religion and faith and all that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I bring a higher energy than you would see at, like, a church, or, like, a monastery, or, like, a temple.
Wait. You bring a high energy like you'd find in a monastery?
No. not like that you find.
Oh, okay, sorry.
What are you, deaf?
No, I'm not deaf. Just misheard you.
Yeah, because it's okay if you are. The Lord makes people differently.
That I guess he does, yeah. So, but you're bringing a high-energy show?
Yeah, it's really revolutionary.
You don't sound too high-energy.
Oh.
No offense.
I am. It's when I get the passion for talking about the Lord, Jesus Christ, religion, I get all excited.
Okay.
And people get excited, too, when they come to my sermons, because I have an exciting new approach to talking about people in their everyday lives.
Can you give us a sample of that new approach?
My approach is I encourage people to get their sins out.
Oh, that's not really a new approach.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess your sin is interrupting me.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
So what I tell my people to do is one day a week, they pick a certain day, and they get all their sins out. They go out and they commit all the seven deadly sins.
What?
Sloth, greed, lying, poverty, greed.
Wait, they commit poverty?
Tyranny. Yeah, they make other people impoverished. They can do whatever they want. It's their day to get their sins out. And then the next day they come in to my church at the Sunken Valley Community Center, and they confess to me.
Look, I don't pretend to be a religious expert or even... but, I mean, at the same time, you're encouraging people to go ahead and get sins out every Thursday, is that what you said?
Yeah, no, not every Thursday. It's whatever day is best for them.
So you encourage people to, on purpose, go out and sin one day, like what, a week?
Yeah.
One day a week so they won't sin the other days?
That's right. So that's like 6 days of sin-free lifestyles. That's pretty good. Today's tumultuous times.
I've never heard of that before. Usually people they go the full 7 days.
No way.
Do you, first of all, how do you commit tyranny?
Well, sometimes, like if I see somebody in the street that's sort of like, smaller.
Yeah.
Or like not very fast. Or like, they're not very strong. I'll take them over.
You'll take them over?
Yeah.
Like physically?
I'll say, hey, you come here. You're mine now for today. And I'll make them go run errands. Or maybe just sort of do my general bidding.
So you do this too?
Oh, yeah. It helps cleanse me as a person and a man of the Lord.
You personally subscribe to getting your sins out?
Yeah, and I help facilitate other people in doing that too.
Like, give me an example. What do you do to get your sins out besides taking over people on the street?
Well, like, can I say making it on the radio?
that's the extent of what you can say. How about that?
Okay, because I was making it with two girls.
All right.
Same time.
That's enough.
But this was their sin too.
Okay.
So I'm like helping them.
And do your parishioners know about this?
Oh yeah, they're all about it.
So all the stuff that you sin, do your parishioners know about all of the stuff you do?
Oh no, not the stuff I do. I keep that private. That's between me and the Lord.
Well, and us. You just told us about it.
Well, I ain't told you everything.
Well, what else do you do? Does it get worse?
Shoplift. Yeah, that's one of the sins, shoplifting.
Well, I mean, I understand if you sort of give in to weakness or sort of, but shoplifting, that seems like going above and beyond the call of getting your sins out.
It's a preemptive strike because I know inside, deep down, I'm going to shoplift one day, so I might as well do it one day a week. You know, nothing big, like a pack of gum. Or a flat screen.
Flat screen?
Maybe some tires.
That's not shoplifting. Tires. Shoplifting is something you can put in your pocket. How do you get the flat screen out of the store?
I got a church-sponsored big rig.
Oh, I don't like this.
I just loaded my big rig with all kinds of stuff.
Now, does the law know about this?
No. I guess the short answer, no, they don't.
You don't have any policemen that are parishioners?
No.
Well,
maybe I should get some. I think I'm gonna try to tyrannize some cops maybe, and then do my bidding one day a week.
Good luck with that. And you talk about this on your radio show.
Yeah, we talk about this on my radio show and at my church, and people come in and they confess in my office, and it's just me and them and the Lord and the video camera.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, I tape their confessions.
That seems a little weird.
Well, I keep them for posterior.
I mean, you keep them for what?
Posterior.
No, it's posterity.
What's that?
It's what you keep it for, posterity.
No, I keep them for posterior.
That doesn't make any sense.
I keep them. I have a website also. Where I show people's butts.
Oh, wait, what?
It's a part of my sinning. I got to get it out, or else I might go crazy.
Yo, is this website open? Is this website up one day a week or all days of the week?
Oh, it's open all days of the week.
Yeah, that's not exactly getting your sins out one thing at a time.
But I only charge for it one day a week.
Okay, and, you know, the confession is supposed to be between, you know, you and the, you know, the pastor, and as sort of, you know, he's supposed to represent God. Videotaping them is, it's like, you know, like a
sin.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Okay, well, you can't, videotaping, yes, but keeping them, you don't do that one day a week. There, do you still have the copies right now?
Yes, and I feel awful about it. It's a sin.
Do the parishioners know that you videotape them?
Not really.
All right, well, you got to stop.
No.
I think I
would be a hypocrite if I stopped sinning.
The level of sin you're talking about, you're a criminal.
No way.
Yeah?
Well, I was last week. That's why I was calling Reverend Chuck.
Yeah, I was about to ask why. What do you want Reverend Chuck for? How are you going to involve him in this?
Sometimes you need to reach out to a higher power, preferably somebody with bail money. And Reverend Chuck's pretty good about bailing me out when I get a little too much sinning.
Yeah.
Yeah, like last week I don't know if it's a sin to like get drunk before noon, but I did that. And I fought a cop.
Okay. Were you trying to
do a bathroom in public?
Okay.
In a bowl of queso.
Oh my god.
So yeah, so I needed Reverend Chuck's help getting me out of jail.
Wow.
But you couldn't help me. So now I've got one more sin to commit.
Oh yeah, what's that sin?
Yeah, I'm gonna videotape you.
You're gonna because I didn't put you in touch with Chuck last week. You're gonna videotape me.
I'm gonna videotape you getting drowned in a bowl of queso.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna murder you.
Is this that same bowl of queso that you?
The very same.
Oh, I don't like that.
God
I don't like
bless
that.
You, my son.
That's horrible. What?
I said, God bless you, my
You're
son.
You're a hypocrite.
You're gonna pay for your sins.
Yeah, I'm not. Because I don't get my sins out.
I'm going to murder you.
Oh, that's not nice. You should... And he hung up. Oh, look at that. That's horrible. That's the kind of example he wants to set for his parishioners. I'm not one to judge, but that is not a good guy. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Mascot Wedding Show. I'm a little frazzled here because that last call. For podcasts of the show and for more information, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Because we're running up against it, we're going to do a hot start. Hot start here. Going to pass the microphone over to Slappy Pinchbottom. Make sure you stay tuned for his show, The Odd Preoccupation. And for David and myself, we will see you next week.